Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we're committed to helping our clients become business celebrities. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the healing touch of massage therapy and what it can do for you. My guest today is a graduate of Rising Spirit Institute of Natural Health. She is the owner of the Power of Touch Mobile Massage, a company that is dedicated to bringing massage therapy to your home or office environment. Some of her specialties are pregnancy massage, sports massage, deep tissue, hot stones, and reflexology. I'm happy to have on the phone today a young lady who has a passion for the healing touch of massage. Ms. Carolyn Maynard, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Let's get right into it. Why should anyone get a massage?
Well, most people say they get a massage to relax. I say get a massage to detox the body. It makes you feel great. You have a burst of energy, and it just makes you less stressful.
Well, I've heard that the nervous system is 37 inches long. Does massage therapy help the nervous system?
Oh, most definitely. And it also helps the immune system. The immune system fights off colds and other illnesses that you may catch, you know, when you just don't feel good one morning when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Massage helps you to feel better, and it builds up the immune system.
Wow. So how does it benefit the immune system?
It benefits the immune system by when you get a massage, you're getting new blood to make. Mitosis takes place, and you're flushing out all the dead toxins that's in your body, and all the new blood is being made, so therefore you're going to get energy from new blood being made. Just like taking your car in to get the oil change, you know how it runs better once you get the oil change? Your body's the same way. It's going to run better after you get your massage.
Well, how often should I get a massage?
It just depends on your stress level. If you're the type of person that gets stressed out very easily, get your massage once a week. If you can't afford a massage once a week, get your one once a month. And then, you know, once you get your body balanced out and get it back to normalcy, then you can maintain the body by taking a nice hot tub bath with Epsom salt in it, and then you can get on a schedule and get your massage once a month.
Well, what if a person can't afford a massage? Then what?
Put it in your budget. Just like you get your hair done, you eat out. That's not in your budget, but you do it anyway.
So how do you feel after a massage?
You'll feel relaxed. You'll feel refreshed. Drink lots of water to flush the toxins out. You know, with the massage, you're making that new blood, and you're flushing out all the impurities that's in your system. And after the massage, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel energized.
Do some people get sore after a massage?
Oh, most definitely. And once you're sore, that's letting you know that you've woken up a muscle that's needed some attention. You know how muscles get tight and sore and tense? A massage gets in there and relaxes the muscle, and you will feel a little tightness or soreness because we got in there and broken up some of that tension that's in that muscle that's been holding in one particular holding pattern for too long. You may feel a little bit soreness after your massage, but during your massage, it shouldn't be painful. If it's any type of pain, let the therapist know, and they can adjust the pressure.
Well, Ms. Maynard, what's the difference between a chair massage and a table massage?
A chair massage is basically you're sitting in a chair that's designed for you to get your neck and back area worked on and shoulders. The table massage is when you're lying down getting relaxed on the table. I offer both services. I do a lot of corporate chair massage. That's when I bring the chair to the office and I relax the employees. I bring the candles. I bring the music. So it's just like a little mini spa. I bring the comfort of getting a massage to the office. And then the table, I do a lot of home visits. I take the table into the home and I set it up wherever there's space that allows me. I've been in the bathroom when I set the table up. I set the table up in the living room, you know, and just light the candles, get the music going, and you think you're at the spa.
Well, reading some information about you, I saw that you like to bring the massage to their office or their home, because a lot of times when you go to a spa and you get your massage, you have to get right back into the Metro Atlanta traffic after the massage, getting all stressed out all over again.
Well, I feel like instead of getting out in traffic, getting stressed out all over again after getting a massage, just stay at the house and make it your paradise and just get relaxed at the house. And you don't have to get back out in traffic unless you want to. And then if you want to roll over and take a bath after your massage, that's fine. I can leave and you can just get a nice hot tub with Epsom salt and soap. Or you can get back in the bed and go to sleep. Don't get stressed out in traffic. There's a spa at your house.
Very unique idea. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing massage therapy now for 4 years.
And how's it going for you?
It's going great. I love it. I was in real estate for 13 years, and I got out, you know, in a great time, and I've been self-employed for 4 years, and I love it. I love getting out networking, meeting people, and educating them on getting relaxed and taking care of their body.
So what's the number one reason in your mind that people should get a massage?
Stress. Get a massage to relax the mind, and it does the body good as well.
Now, tell us about this school that you went to, Rising Spirit Institute of Natural Health.
Yes, it's over off of Chamblee Dunwoody. It was started by a husband and wife team, and since I've graduated, they sold the school to Gwinnett College, and now it's called Gwinnett Tech or Gwinnett College. I had all great teachers, and they were great about educating us about the benefits of massage and getting a massage, and they were therapists as well, so that's a plus.
Okay. Well, let's talk about gratuities. Are gratuities or tips expected?
Oh, yes, most definitely. If your therapist has satisfied all your needs and you feel relaxed and refreshed and energized and ready to tackle the world, most definitely 20% to your therapist, just like you tip your hairdresser and you tip the valet guy. Please tip your therapist.
So that's the standard rate for tipping?
20%, yes.
20%. Now, are you going all over the metro Atlanta area?
I'm mobile. That means I go everywhere. I've been at Hiram. I've been to Hampton. I mean, I go all over. McDonough.
Okay. Well, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
I can be reached at 678-595-2597. Again, that's 678-595-2597.
All right. Well, Miss Carolyn Maynard, the owner of the Power of Touch Mobile Massage, I really appreciate you for taking the time out of your busy schedule for being with us today.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another sensational job. To find even more people you need to know, view our online interactive publication at sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. To be a guest on our show, please send your request to businesscelebrity@gmail.com or give us a call at 770-460-5995.